Ryan shivered in the dark. He huddled next to a tree, paralyzed with fear. The other boy was coming for him. It was only a matter of time. Way out here, in the wilderness, he didn't stand a chance. This wasn't some schoolboy grudge. This was the Fury. Two boys had been taken down, and Ryan was next.
In a court of law, where precision is a goal but metaphysical certitude can never be attained, the flexible nature of proof is explicitly recognised by invoking different standards depending on the case. In some administrative courts, clear and convincing evidence is required, and a criminal defendant is not considered to be proven guilty unless the case has been demonstrated beyond a reasonable doubt. None of these would impress a mathematician in the slightest.
Their high heels will click like castanets when Puss takes his promenade upon the tiles, for my song recalls flamenco. All cats have a Spanish tinge, although Puss himself elegantly lubricates his virile, muscular, native bergamesque with French, since that is the only language in which you can purr. Merci.
Here, you! Are there any more of your sort a-snaking in these here woods, you nasty little rabbit?
Said he, looking at the hobbit's furry feet, and he picked him up by the toes and shook him. Yes, lots, said Bilbo, before he remembered not to give his friends away. No, none at all, not one, he said immediately afterwards.
What do you mean?
Said Bert, holding him right way up, by the hair this time.
What I say, said Bilbo, gasping. And please don't cook me, kind sirs. I'm a good cook myself, and cook better than I cook, if you see what I mean. I'll cook beautifully for you, a perfectly beautiful breakfast for you. If only you won't have me for supper.